Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. MacIver here. I've been getting some calls from patients in our healthcare system. And, they were saying that they can't get their medicines recently and they were turned away. Even critical medication, even for people with diabetes. And I thought that was strange. After some investigation, I was told that the public healthcare computer system had crashed. I didn't hear anything on the news. I was told that it was the PMH, Sandilands, the Rand Memorial, and perhaps one or two more. And further, it was alleged that these systems were breached or compromised. We need to have someone in the PHA, which is the Public Health Authority, or the government to give an account to its citizenry what has transpired. I know for me, like I said, I didn't hear anything officially stated in the news about the system failure. And this failure has been now for, from what I understand, over a week. But everybody seemed to be very silent on the matter. I am concerned as this is a serious matter, and I feel that the citizens ought to, receive accountability and transparency from this government. That's all, in my opinion. The question that I have is, how can a hospital function without a computer system for over a week? Wow. In addition, with modern database technology, which I had recommended coincidentally last week, that our hospital so desperately needs, shouldn't any type of technology they have be backed up in the clouds? I mean, that just seems normal in this digital age. Our public healthcare system is in dire need of an overhaul. The infrastructure is old and it's outdated. I think all of us know that. So, let us continue to call out this government and just ask them for better governance. And like I said, if the database is in the clouds, the IT department, if they're effective and efficient, they should be able to retrieve information that they need within 1, 2, 3, or 4 hours at most. So I am perplexed, like everyone else who's calling me. I am perplexed about this issue, and I am calling for answers from the government on this particular matter. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.